This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Coming to you from the Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids studios in sunny South Florida, we are in the book of Acts right now, hearing about St. Philip the Deacon and how he loved preaching the message of Jesus. We will finish the chapter today. So Thomas, what is our chapter?
Acts chapter 8.
And the verses?
Verses 26 through 40.
Terrific. Let's get started.
Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward south along the road which goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting on his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake his chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" He asked Philip to come and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: "He fled as a sheep to the slaughter, as a lamb before its shearing is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at the scripture, preach Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, "See, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the city till he came to Caesarea.
Very nice, Thomas. Thank you. As we finish our chapter today, we encounter a beautiful story about a man from Ethiopia who was seeking to know God better. This man had traveled a long way to Jerusalem to worship, and on his journey home, he was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit led Philip the deacon and evangelist to approach the Ethiopian man and ask if he understood what he was reading. The man admitted that he needed someone to explain it to him. So Philip began to share the message of Jesus with him, starting from the passage that the Ethiopian man was reading. As Philip explained the scriptures and the good news about Jesus, the Ethiopian man's heart was opened, and he believed in Jesus as his Savior. He wanted to be baptized, and when they came across some water, Philip baptized him right there. Eventually, this man returned home to Ethiopia and shared the gospel with people from his own land. This is the very beginning of the Ethiopian Orthodox faith. Now, this passage shows us that God cares for all people, regardless of where they come from or what language they speak or who they are. He sent Philip to help the Ethiopian man understand his word in the scriptures and find salvation in Jesus. Philip was willing to approach a stranger and explain the scriptures, and it led to someone's life being changed by Jesus. And even more than that, it led to a whole nation to be changed by Jesus. And we see how, just like us, his journey and our journey as a Christian begins with holy baptism. That's how it began with the man from Ethiopia, and for us too. So thank you, Thomas, for reading today and for finishing the chapter for us. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Quarry. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.